Okay, I need to explain some things, and you bear with me because I have to read stuff through a recorder. Mm-hmm. The town of Montgomery is on the record town. That means everything's recorded. So if there's an appeal, the judge will listen to the recording or the transcribe. He doesn't take testimony, okay? And then from that recording, he will decide whether we did anything wrong or if there wasn't honest testimony, stuff like that. He'll just go through it so we don't go to court.
Sure.
The lawyer does. So I have to read all this stuff. You've met everyone on the board. Okay. Town of Montgomery Development Review Board Notice of Public Hearing. The public hearing will be held Thursday, January 22nd, 2026 at 5:30 p.m. at the Montgomery Public Safety Building, 86 Mountain Road, Montgomery, Vermont. Nathan Eller has submitted an application for conditional use approval for a change of use from a single-family dwelling to a lodging establishment for short-term rental. The application is for an existing structure on parcel ID number 00037.02X of 0.17 acres at 13 Brook Road. This is in the Village 1 District. A lodging establishment in Village 1 Zone District requires conditional use approval. The parcel is within the river corridor. Improvements to existing structures in the river corridor requires hazard area review. The public hearing will be a combined review for conditional use and hazard area review. All right. This has been posted at 1211 at Sylvester's, mailed to the applicant, mailed to the abutters, and on the website, Public Safety Building, the post office. So this is part of our evidence. Also, the second is all the abutters, and when they received their notices, we have the application. We have a map, the lister's card, diagram of the lister's card. We have their rooms and meals tax license for the property. We have a picture of the garage with a sketch of the parking area. We have a letter or all of our requirements they have answered. Okay. At this time, do you have any other evidence, physical evidence you want to submit?
Only if it would make sense if it would make sense to submit the Vermont checklist. I don't know if it matters.
This is that just the only copy you have?
It's the only copy I have. I don't know if that matters, because this is just supposed to be like filled out and put in the residence on site. So,
okay.
I mean, I don't need to submit it. So if you guys
it does no,
I wouldn't worry about it. I just want to make sure you guys knew I did it, and we're gonna have it posted in there. So
now
you checked the window requirements.
We did. Yep.
We're gonna do you both. Will be given testimony, so if you could raise your right hand, I'll swear you in. Do you affirm under pains and penalties of perjury or swear that the evidence you are about to give relates to the cause now under consideration will be the truth and nothing but the truth will help you, God?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so we begin with you. You submit your case, okay? And then all the board members will ask you questions, and you can answer them. Just keep going back and forth till we have all the evidence. Okay, so you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. So I mean, we're just here to, submitting the permit and trying to get approval to use our home that we bought here as a short-term rental. We are from Michigan, and we bought season passes at Jay Peak earlier this year. On a whim, we had actually never skied it. And then once fall came and we started thinking about how we're actually going to functionally do this, I told Megan, I was like, well, maybe we should just buy an inexpensive house out there and maybe rent it out to subsidize it. And she said, I already found some. And so 13 Brook was the number one that she found on the list, and it's big enough. We have four kids and dogs, so like it's big enough to fit all of us and everything. So it just kind of, the price was very reasonable, so it needs a little bit of work on the inside and everything, but it worked out. So we're just here hoping that we get the permit and, because it's for us to be able to, subsidize it and use it, because we'll be out. This is already our fourth trip out this year, just since being under contract, I came out before that again to even look at it. So we've been out skiing 4 times. Right? We're out here all Christmas break and everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So anyway, that's our plan. So here we are.
John?
Looks like everything is pretty much covered in a list. Don't really have any other questions.
Yeah, you know, Ellen was a huge help, and
yeah,
so she sent me, and also we saw, like, the last, where somebody else asked, and so we saw the questions you asked them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just put in the list and just said everything that we've got, so hopefully that answered all the questions you guys had. But, yeah, we double-checked everything. I went through the entire, you know, this checklist, the back, the safety list, to make sure we had everything in line, so.
Yeah, that and insurance coverage and parking are probably the biggest things.
Yep, yeah, the parking, you know, we don't plan on... Only if needed to have people in the garage, I would think we can fit, because we honestly, I don't think we'll even have that many cars there anyway. Yeah, I think we have enough outside, like you saw in the little sketch there.
Yeah.
But if we need to, we'll let people park in the garage. But our thought was to keep kind of our personal stuff in the garage. So,
Mary, so you're looking for eight?
It'll fit eight. Comfortably, because it has 3 bedrooms, and I think I don't know if I put it on there, but most 2 of them are queens, 1 of them's a full, and then there's a sleeper sofa, so it's more for, like, it's gonna be more, I think, like families with kids, more than likely. So yeah, we do have room, I think, comfortably for 8. You know, when we come, we have 6 and a dog, and it fits easily. So yeah, I mean that's the maximum we would want to have.
Okay.
So.
And how many parking spots do you have? It's probably on here.
Yeah, I think...
The picture is... Oh, I saw that, but how many goes in it?
So...
Oh, it said...
Easily 8, 4.
Okay. 4.
Definitely on the outside of the garage, maybe 5. And then I have 2... We have 2 spots in the garage if needed. But our intention is to... We might even limit it to, like, 3 cars or 4 cars or something anyway, you know? I can't imagine we're going to get...
That many
cars anyway. So, but I think there's enough room, you know, because I was here before the snow came when for the inspection and stuff, and we just parked at an angle here, and you got probably 2 or 3 spots for cars over here. So,
I think that's it. Sue,
yeah, you said the bedroom on the first floor. That's an actual bedroom.
It is, yeah. It's like, I think it's like the original bedroom in, like, whenever that house was
built.
Okay,
and that has a bed that has the.
That has a full.
The full.
That has a full, yeah.
And upstairs, bedroom 2 is...
Has a queen.
Yep.
And then the third bedroom also has a queen. And I also added in a twin sleeper in the second bedroom. I was thinking if they had small kids, I didn't want them downstairs and can sleep on that.
Right. But you said something about a pull-out couch.
Yeah.
It's in a loft area, so I don't know if you saw the sketch on here. So this sketch kind of shows you there's a loft. So there's an upper level that has the 2 bedrooms and a bathroom.
Yep.
And then across the house, there's a loft above that first floor bedroom. And it's a pretty good size loft. And so we have a sleeper sofa there, and it's got like a TV. And then there is an egress window up there as well.
That's what I was wondering.
There is, yeah. Yeah, I checked all the measurements
on
all of them and that they function and all that.
And
so every sleeping area has an egress window.
Right. And now we're not supposed to use, we can't count the loft as sleeping, correct?
We're supposed to go by what the lister's card is.
Why can't you? What do you mean you can't?
We go by the number of bedrooms on the lister's card.
Yeah, on the lister's card.
Okay.
So in other words, the lister's card says that there's...
3 bedrooms.
3 bedroom, 2 bath, it says.
3 bedroom, right, exactly.
So,
is it 2 per bedroom? Is that what
Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No matter what, no matter how many beds you have in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You said you have that, like a twin bed.
Yeah, so
twin.
That one's
sleeping.
Yes. 3.
Well,
so
we have
2, 4, so that's 6. And how many were you saying?
8.
Yeah, see, you were a maximum of 8 guests. And the loft is really not supposed to count as a sleeping
I'm not sure
area.
I understand why. Just because it's
I
not
know.
On
it's
the lister's card.
Been our rules
it's
right
been
along.
Our rules right along.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So the full can technically sleep 2, right? So would that be 7?
We've gone by bedrooms. Number of bedrooms.
Number of bedrooms.
Oh, I thought she was saying the other one could actually sleep three.
No. We
I think it only matters
normally go
the number
by,
of bedrooms.
Yes, by the bedrooms because it's got...
I gotcha.
A, you know, it's got a door on it, it's got windows, it's got, you know, it's a separate...
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Right? Yeah, yeah, like its own, like,
right.
private room.
Yeah. So...
And that's just an easy way to have a rule anyway, right? Yeah. Is there a way to get a, like, permission to use the loft, like, here, or would it be...
It wouldn't be here. You'd
no,
have
you'd
to,
have to, like...
You'd have to make it into a bedroom by closing,
but then
closing
you got,
it off
okay.
and... Right?
Yeah. And then you got three bedrooms on the lister's card, and it's been our policy right along.
Okay.
And then...
You know, because otherwise you could put a sleep sofa down in the living room and say, well, and people are going to sleep there.
Oh,
now you're
yeah,
up to
yeah.
10 people.
Yeah,
well, I understand
yeah, yeah.
that, but what I'm saying is they can change that loft into a bedroom if that's what they
well,
want to
yeah,
do.
Well, yeah, but they
no,
would have to put up walls.
They
yeah,
said
they
yeah,
have
we,
to put up a wall and a door.
Were, that'd be something we could look at in the future, though, if we did that and then got it reassessed.
We can't do it here.
I mean... I would have to get it reassessed and everything. Put up a wall and get it reassessed.
Well,
you'd
have to redo your sewer.
Oh,
oh,
that's true.
Yeah,
because more
your
people.
Sewer is only
based on your bedroom.
Based on the number of bedrooms.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's a mess.
Your sewer is
yeah,
based
you don't
on
not with
a
bedroom.
Not with our, because we're on a septic, I think. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Not with that.
That well, yeah.
probably,
septics are a limiting factor because
yes.
when they're designed and approved, it's
per bedroom.
Per number of bedrooms. Per,
right.
Yeah, that makes
yeah.
sense.
So that's,
okay.
you know,
good
I'm
idea.
Just saying, that
yeah.
okay.
think about that long and hard.
yeah, yeah, that sounds expensive.
that was my only question. I just
okay.
wanted to...
I don't have any questions.
And you verified the CO2.
Yeah, we
and
have
fire alarms
yeah.
and the fire extinguishers.
We do. We have two fire extinguishers. We have every bedroom has a fire alarm. There are multiple fire alarms on each level, including the basement that guests won't have access to because it's an old basement. But I put like a vapor barrier down there and all that. And then we have actually a couple of the fire alarms are the combined carbon dioxide.
Yes.
And then we have a separate plug-in one as well on the main level that is the carbon dioxide one. So yeah,
right.
I think we got. A lot of them there.
That form that you asked
yeah.
if you we wanted to see it, was that the fire?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it's got like a checklist for like the GFI outlets, which we did that
yeah.
too, by the
yeah.
way. And we had an electrician come because he had to replace a couple of them
exactly.
and do all that. Yeah, and so like sleeping room, means of escape, the heating system been inspected, landings deck, stairs, all that stuff. Because actually I had to rebuild... the railings because they didn't make them 4 inches apart, so I had to rebuild them and make them. I got them about 3 3/4 inches apart now. So
yeah,
because again, we filled this out. We don't want obviously a liability issue down the road. So.
Exactly, and your insurance will appreciate that.
Exactly,
you know that's.
Yep.
And I saw that you had the water was tested before you purchased it, as the septic also was. Probably serviced,
yeah.
emptied. And,
the
yeah.
Septic was serviced shortly before we bought
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I don't have any other questions.
I don't have any questions. I know the property. I've appraised it before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Are you a local appraiser around here?
Not anymore.
Oh, you're right.
I should be tired, but yes.
I know about every house in Franklin County.
It was funny, the appraiser, actually, we were trying to close before Thanksgiving because we were planning on coming out Thanksgiving as our first trip, and it got delayed because of hunting season.
Oh, yeah, everything
gets delayed.
And they pre-warned us ahead of time. They're like, oh, this is doable, but just so you know, because I hunt in Michigan too, so I get it. They're like, it might be tough to get an appraiser out here and do that, you know. So, yeah.
Do you folks have any questions?
No, I guess the only question, and I talked with Ellen about this, ahead of time was if we get approval was, you know, she said I could make a request to try and get like, in a way, I guess saying like instant approval just cause you know, we're getting ready to do it. And she said, you guys normally like deliberate and sometimes it's like you deliberate and come right back or, so I don't know how the approval
Well, the minutes have
works.
To be posted on the website within five business days.
Okay.
Right. The actual decision, we have 45 days to get it out.
The
minutes say whether it was approved or not.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So
okay,
do
that
you
makes,
have the town
right,
website?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll and I'm.
They'll be out by a week from today.
Okay, that
I'll
makes sense.
I'll be out this weekend because I'll be doing it.
Should be doing the minutes.
Our secretary's gone.
Okay.
And one board member did them. Oh my god.
That's what you, yeah, but maybe he did it on purpose. We'll have to do it again.
No, we won't do it again.
I think the kids do that sometimes. Yeah.
So, yeah, they'll be out this weekend.
Okay.
Cool.
So. Well, then, welcome to Montgomery.
Hope yes, welcome to Montgomery. Now, are all the kids hazard? Here with you? Or?
No, just this one. The other ones had too much going on. Our oldest
this one? Yeah.
Our oldest is 20. And so
oh, okay.
The other ones are all with him. But he, you know, our daughter had wrestling this weekend and all sorts of stuff. Right. So it's, you know, once they're all teenagers, because we have four
absolutely.
Teenagers and one of them is, we thought he was out of the house for almost a year and then he came back. So.
Oh, yeah.
So well, we do
have to go through
the hazard area.
The mm-hmm. flood hazard,
yeah.
River corridor.
Sure.
And I think Ellen explained to you, it's mostly for new, if you're putting an addition on or a new building.
Right.
Or excavating right. for parking or
then
something.
Yeah,
like
which is why I was
review.
Super confused when she first said we needed to do it. And then she kind of explained, she's like, well, it's more to just like make sure that you're not doing anything and then it's on record that you're
yeah,
not so that nobody can
exactly.
question it later.
Right.
So yeah, I went through that section 8.3, which would be
yes.
that one. And so I sent you guys the answer mm-hmm. so that you have like basically we're not doing
and
any
I saw
things.
That you also had flood insurance, which
we do.
If you have a mortgage, they
yeah,
made
we had,
you do
we do,
that.
So they
yes.
made us do it, yes.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you're right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
The
which
only
be
thing
nice
that
in the
we need
to
review
to
is if the number of cars would impact the flood area. Mm-hmm. And you're saying that you put parking for four or five.
I think we could fit five there, like right on the side of the garage where it looks like it's like there's kind of like gravel.
Yes. I mean, okay.
So it like... That whole area that I outlined in that was like clearly has been parking before. So that's the only area, like we're not going to have people parking outside of like that area that already was clearly identified for parking in the past.
Okay.
So.
Right.
And we can limit the parking if we need to.
Right. And you got our list of, you know, like no parties and.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and I answered that.
Yeah, it's in there.
I probably saw
and your site manager lives in Franklin?
He does, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's the one that does our plowing and our trash pickup.
Now, who is
that
going to be?
His name's Hazen Cota.
Oh, sure.
I was going to say, yeah, he used...
Lynn and...
yeah, say so he knew...
And, Lynn Cota's son. No, it's Roberta's son.
I remember
and Billy Baker's.
Hazen, right?
Roberta's son.
So the only concern that the board would have is to make sure that there's no street parking because that
right.
street's
yes.
pretty tiny.
Yeah.
It is. No, I mean, we're going to make
yeah.
that super clear.
No
like,
parking
don't,
on the street.
No parking on the street. Don't even stick out on the street. That's
yeah.
why we're going to,
yes.
you know, we'll have people, like, pull in sideways and then there's a spot on the side. And then, again, if it, for some reason we need somebody parking in the garage, then we'll... Let them park in the garage.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, so
we don't want your neighbors up here complaining.
Yeah, I know. Well, we don't need that. That's why.
Well,
that's why we also
or
get
the
to,
snowplow.
That's why we also try to get, like we tried to meet everybody that we could so far, and like I gave them my number and stuff because
okay.
I'm like, hey, if there's ever an issue, just call us and we'll take care of stuff. Because
you'll just zoom right here.
Yeah. Well, I'll be
well,
hey Hazen.
Hazen will be zooming right here.
Hey Hazen.
Exactly. And Hazen lives in Greg Lucas's house, right?
He did. Not anymore.
Oh, not anymore? No. Where does he live now, Hazen?
I mean, I don't know specifically. I know
says
he lives
Franklin.
In Franklin,
yeah.
is
Franklin.
What he told us.
Oh, in Franklin
yeah.
he lives?
Yeah. That's what he told us.
Because I knew
he's,
he was living in
he
Greg
was.
Lucas's.
He rented a house there.
He's yeah. around here a lot because he has a lot of clients around here. So
what,
we're just
yes,
kind of one of
his
stops,
parents.
I guess.
Yeah, Jim
yeah.
and Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So will you rent through a third party, like Airbnb?
Yeah, we'll do like Airbnb and Vrbo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
yes.
Mostly
Vrbo's
I think Airbnb.
Really good too.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much it. We did meet some people though already that like on the hill that are like, oh, let us know once
yeah.
you're ready to go. Cause so I already have like a couple of people that are interested mm-hmm. that we've just met skiing and stuff.
Oh,
so
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because because with Vrbo or the Airbnb, they'll collect that sales and
yeah.
tax for you.
Yeah.
Tax.
Yeah,
yeah.
I, that's why on here I selected that I was going to file them, but
yeah.
of course if it's like through Airbnb,
yeah.
I'd have to file them
yeah.
if we do something direct with people that we've
yeah.
like met, but like, yeah, if Airbnb will do the taxes, then that's
right.
easy.
And
exactly.
Vrbo just started too. Recently.
Yeah, that's right, Vrbo just changed, because they used to
like
not, I think, and then they changed
yeah,
and
now,
did
yeah,
or something,
do.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
So.
Which is nice.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Have Sounds
we,
good.
Now just on a, are we done?
No, you got some more questions?
No, they
oh,
were on a personal
she just wants
nature.
To talk.
No.
Wait a minute. Let me shut this off. This is personal nature.